It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez is flying solo. So be kind to him tonight.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that.
And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend. As you heard Joanne say, I am doing the show by myself tonight, so I always see that as an opportunity for you folks out there who haven't been able to get through. I mean, hopefully you'll see it as an opportunity as well. So give me a call as soon as you can, and we'll take as many calls as we can. I have plenty of questions for you, so there's no shortage of that. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We do have some lines open right now. It is a good time to get in. And as I said, since I'm doing the show by myself, we'll take as many calls as possible. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. It's always great to hear from you out there. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Feel free to do that anytime. And of course, if you'd like to hear a live stream, that is at kalw.org. And of course, if you'd like to hear the podcast, that should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show tonight at kalw.org, maybe tomorrow, but maybe tonight. We'll see. And it'll be many other places as well, but start with KALW. Let's see. First of all, I want to say thank you for those who contributed last week, became new members, contributed to KALW. As Dory Stein is always saying, it nourishes and inspires us. So I'll leave it at that. And okay, so let me give you a couple of questions so we're not doing any intros tonight. What is the longest running network television show whose title began with an I? I will hasten to say the show is no longer on, but what was the longest running network TV show in the United States whose name, the title of which began with an I? All right. Second question. Now, please remember, I'm not talking about trucks with this question. All right. Just so you know, what were the last five American-made four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? So I'm looking for five different make/models of cars. What were the last five American four-door sedans, no trucks, that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? Now, no using, I know some Toyotas are built in, where is it, Tennessee? Or is that Nissan? I don't remember. But no, these are strictly American-made, American model cars that I'm looking for. So once more, what were the last five American four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year for the particular year in the United States? I will say that the last time there was an American four-door sedan that was the best-selling car of the year was in the 1990s, so you know. So keep that in mind. And the first question was, what was the longest running network television show whose title began with the letter I? All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, good Sunday to you. This is Tom and Debbie in Napa.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, a couple questions. So, the Queen's funeral has taken so long, I've given myself permission to still ask some monarchy-related questions. London's Big Ben was renamed Elizabeth Tower in 2012 in honor of Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. On the occasion of what? What was it in 2012 that had to make that change and rename it Elizabeth Tower?
Well, that was her gold. No, is there a golden anniversary?
You got the right idea. I mean, it's one of the various precious.
It was the Jubilee, right?
It was Jubilee is the second word. That's exactly right.
Okay.
In 2012, she celebrated her Diamond Jubilee, and technically that's now Elizabeth Tower.
Right.
In the bigger picture, today, according to the Wall Street Journal, 8% of the world's population live under a monarchy, quote-unquote. And that's down substantially from 1950. What percentage of the world in 1950, according to this, lived under a monarchy?
Of course, we're back into a more colonial time.
Yes, that's exactly why the number is quite substantially different.
That is post India. Becoming an independent country, but it's there's the Dutch overseas and the English overseas holdings. So of the world population, now we're talking about in 1950. So I'll say35%.
You're amazing. It's a third. I mean, whatever they meant by a third. But yes, you're within the margin of error. Apparently in 1950, under some version of monarchy, roughly a third of the world's population lived thusly. So I've got an answer. I don't think it's the right answer. So I Love Lucy.
That's an excellent guess, but no, not I Love Lucy,
because
only one Lucy. There were many Lucy shows, but only one actually began with an I Love Lucy, and that was about, I think it was, what was that, 6 years?
Something
like that?
Five or six, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen every single one. But and then a joke answer, how about I Spy? That technically begins with an I.
It does. Now, it doesn't have to be, just to clarify, thank you for doing that, it's it doesn't have to be a single I. The I is actually part of a word. So
I didn't. That was not my takeaway from the way you.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Good to know.
Then. Yes.
I say that definitely.
So the show's name does begin with an I, but the I is actually part of a word. So
gotcha.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
I Spy was on. I think it was only on for 2-3 years.
Yeah. So. No, I knew that. That was my silly one. Thank you for the program. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And,
I can't
help slip in a Go Niners.
All right. Good. That's fine.
Good night.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's just me tonight, so we can take as many calls as possible. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to repeat the questions that I have out. What is the longest running, what was the longest, or still is, I guess, the longest running network television show whose name began with an I? Now, I is part of a larger word. It's just the letter I. Happens to be the first letter of the first word of the show's title. So what show is that? And I asked, what were the last five American four-door sedans, no trucks, that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? I will tell you the last time that happened was in the 1990s. There are actually five different makes, and they're not all – I take it back. They're not five different makes, but there are five different models of cars that I'm looking for, if that gives you a hint on any level. And let's see. Shall I give you one more question here? All right, I'll give you a movie question. Betty Davis was in five films in which her character name, it could be first and last name, or it could be just first name, was in the actual title of the film. So Betty Davis was in five films in which her character name, first name, last name, or combination thereof, was in the actual title of the film. So see if you can come up with those. And in the meantime, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve, how are you? I'd like to say happy Rosh Hashanah for all our Jewish family. And I'd like to ask you, what Rosh Hashanah mean? It actually, it means Arabic just as in Hebrew. Arabic and Hebrew are twin language. I wouldn't say related, I say twin language. What Rosh Hashanah mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question, Ida. If you'd say that again.
Today is a Jewish holiday. Okay. Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean?
Oh.
Okay. I'm sure all our Jewish families are telling. Okay, I'll tell you.
Well, what does it mean?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, it's a penance holiday.
It is New Year. It is the head of the year or New Year, the first of the year. All mean the same. Rosh means head. So really, head of the year. In Arabic, it would be called Rosh Hashanah. So what year is it in Jewish calendar? That would be difficult. I'll give his answer. 5,783 in Hebrew calendar. 5,000.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the interesting part of it, 5,783 years ago, it is related almost the day of the Egyptian ancient calendar, which starts also in September, ends, not today, and it is 6,223 years ago. So that is the same. Okay, related question. Which of the 12 tribe of Israel have, two of them have Jewish, have Egyptian mother? Which two?
Oh, Yid, I don't know this.
Okay, I'll tell you. I just, told that question only because of, to put hand of friendship to all of our Jewish family across the world. Okay, one is Manasseh, who was the son of Joseph. And the word Manasseh means who will forget and forget after his brothers sold him into slavery, tried to kill him first. The second of Ephraim. Ephraim was also son, the other son of Joseph from his Egyptian wife. What was the name of his Egyptian wife? I will tell you also. Her name was Asenath. And she was, according to legend, a very, very beautiful lady. Thank you. Always great show.
Thank you.
Take care.
Nice thing about Eid's calls is that I don't have to do anything. He asks the questions and he answers them. So you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Just to remind you that it's just me tonight, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So we'll take as many calls as we can. So now's the time to get on that phone. If you get a busy signal, believe me, it will free up momentarily. So 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And no secret here, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rose in San Francisco. About 3 weeks ago, you had a big Frank Lloyd Wright question, and I'm just now getting around to calling in with my little bit of Frank Lloyd Wright trivia.
Okay.
Where is the only Frank Lloyd Wright designed gas station? It's in the United States, and you just have to name the state since the town is pretty obscure. But if anyone knows the town, you better give them three or four extra bells because... But what state is the only Frank Lloyd Wright designed gas station?
I think, I know it's in the Midwest.
You're right.
I have read about it. And I always want to say Illinois, but it's not Illinois.
No.
So I will, how about Minnesota?
Oh, you got it.
Okay, good.
Shoot. Anyway, it's Cloquet, Minnesota, which was my hometown.
Oh, is that your hometown? Oh, I would never have gotten the town, of course, but
of course, nobody would. No, it's very, it's only 20 miles from Duluth. If it were Duluth, someone might have gotten it, but no one would ever get Cloquet. But,
and were you living in the town when he designed this?
I was, I have since looked it up on Wikipedia, And I was living in the town when it was built. And I don't know, I was 8 or 10 years old or something. I'd have to look again. But I was not aware of it being built. I was aware of it in high school when it was bragged about that we had the only Frank Lloyd Wright designed gas station in the United States. But
interesting.
I never understood what the big deal was because it just looked like a gas station to me.
But, well, that's a very...
There it is, our little claim to fame in Cloquet, Minnesota. We had the Frank Lloyd Wright designed gas station.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the question.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of the questions that are out there, I'm looking for the longest-running network TV show ever, whose title began with an I. Now, I will say the I is part of a word, not just an I on its own. And let's see, Betty Davis was in 5 films in which her character name was in the title of the film. That could be just her first name, just her last name, or both. So what were the 5 films in which Betty Davis was in which her character was in the title of the film? And yes, Joanne has one. You do have one, Joanne, definitely. And let's see. What were the last 5 American four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? No trucks. We're not talking about trucks. So I'm looking for the make and model. The last one was actually in 1996. So what were the last 5 American-made four-door sedans, so American car company and made in America as well, that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? Last one was in 1996. And let's see. Let me give you one more question here. In the list of the 100 most commonly used words in the English language, there's only one that is long enough to have 7 letters. So in the list of the 100 most commonly used words in the English language, there's only one 7-letter word. What is that word? All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter and Bernal.
Hey, Peter.
For Betty Davis, the only thing that comes to mind is Elizabeth and Essex.
Well, that is very good. That is one.
And while we're on the subject of monarchy, I have a question about Josh's question from last week.
Mm-hmm.
He had asked about the longest gap between regnal names of English kings.
Right.
And he said the longest gap was 589 years between William II and William III. I would argue that he was 5 years off.
Oh?
Why was he 5 years off?
Why was he 5 years off?
Yeah.
Does this have something to do with the bringing in a new calendar?
No.
Okay.
We're talking regnal names.
So, was William not the original name of one of the people we're talking about?
I don't know. William was his name, William of Orange.
Oh, William of Orange. Okay. Well, you have to give me a hint.
Well, there's a gap of 5 years between Josh's answer and what I think is the right answer, and that has to do with someone's death.
So, William of Orange was married.
Yes.
It was William and Mary.
Yes.
Mary.
Yes.
Who was the daughter of...
No, stick with William and Mary.
Right.
William and Mary is the key to this.
Okay. No. Mm-mm.
That was their regular name. So the gap between William II and William III was not until Mary died in 1694, and William took the throne as William III.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you work out that beef with him.
Very good. All right. Thanks. Appreciate
Thank you very
the
much. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple guesses. For the Bette Davis movies is one of them. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Of course. Yes. Very good.
Okay. I can't think of a television show that starts with an I, so I'm going to... I mean, what comes to mind is something with the word island or invincible, but I don't really know what it is. So, for the cars, let's see, Chevy Malibu?
There is a Chevy. There are two Chevys on that list, but neither one is a Malibu.
Okay, Chevy, Chevy Impala?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to go on to a different brand of car. What about the Buick Regal or the Buick LeSabre?
Those are very, very good guesses. I remember those well, but no, neither one.
Okay, final car guess is the Ford Mercury.
There is a Ford on there, but it's not the Mercury.
Taurus.
Yes. Taurus, Ford Taurus, very good, was the last American-made four-door sedan to be the best-selling car of the year, 1996.
Well, the reason this is a very relevant question for me is I've actually been trying to locate a American-made four-door sedan for my mother for the last 3 months and found out they don't make them anymore. So
right.
Really having a hard time finding a car that's been made in the last 5 years that she can drive. She can't fit into an SUV, so...
Well, if anybody emails me with a car, I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's just me tonight, your host, Dana Rodriguez. So, of course, we have more time to take your calls. It's always a great opportunity for me to get a chance to talk to you out there. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Questions I have out there. Bette Davis was in five films in which her character in that film was in the title. So far we have Elizabeth and Essex, Elizabeth and Essex. And let's see, what was the other one? Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, I believe. Yes, I mean, you got that. So there are three more on that list. And what was the longest running network TV show whose title, whose name, began with an I? Now, I should say the I is part of a larger word. So the longest running network TV show whose title begins with an I. But remember, the I is part of a word, not just an I on its own. And what were the last five American four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the U.S.? So far, all we have is the 1996 Ford Taurus. That is actually the latest one. What are the others on that list? And of the 100 most commonly used words in English, there's only one seven-letter word. What is the one seven-letter word that is in the 100 most commonly used words in English? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're at Minds Over Matter.
Hey, Dana, it's Hayes, San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
A couple of answers have already been got. Taurus, whatever happened to Baby Jane. The seven-letter one, what about address?
Ooh, what a good guess. No, not a dress.
Not that one. Okay. And then something about a question that was asked, or not a question, a thing that was asked a little earlier. The fellow had said that the tower in London was renamed Elizabeth Tower from Big Ben. Well, Big Ben is actually the name of the bell, not the tower. So the tower was never called Big Ben. So yeah, I don't know what it was called before. It was called Elizabeth Tower. But Big Ben is the name of the bell inside, not the name of the tower, just for reference.
All right.
And I have a question for you. Do you know what a catafalque is? C-A-T-A-F-A-L-Q-U-E.
Could you spell that once more?
C-A-T-A-F for Freddie, A-L-Q-U-E.
Do I know what this is? Can you give me a hint?
It's been in the news, and it's something about the thing that I just mentioned a little while ago. Had a bit of a reference to that.
You mean Big Ben?
No, but the name of the tower.
Oh, now. Elizabeth. Huh. No, it does not ring a bell with me. Sorry.
Doesn't ring a bell. Boom, boom, boom. The catafalque is actually a funeral bier, you know, where you put the body.
Oh.
And the strange thing which I came across was that the Queen actually organized her own funeral, and she had to turn off autocorrect because every time she wrote catafalque, it came out catapult, and she envisioned herself being flown across the Thames River in her box. So... Okie doke, man. Well, good job on your own. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you, Hayes. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And just a reminder that we have a half hour left of the show, and we'd like to take as many calls as possible. If you have a question you've been saving up or you'd like to try to answer one of mine, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dan. This is Fran, San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hiya. A few weeks ago, I asked you the name of a book that Obama and Bruce Springsteen have co-authored. And I want to tell you that it was Renegade.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the book. I want to ask you, who is Stuart Brand? What is he most well known for? He's well known for several things, but one thing in particular, which was published.
Well, he wrote the Whole Earth catalog, right?
That's right. Yes, he did. That was what I wanted. In Scotland, there are three languages spoken. Do you know what they are?
Well, I would say English, of course.
Of course, modern English. Have to read this. Okay.
Scottish. I mean, is Gaelic one of them by any chance?
Gaelic is one of them, yes. And what did you just say?
Well, English, Scottish, and Gaelic.
Right. Scots, they call it Scots.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the three languages.
All right.
You got them. Bell, have you changed times yet, please, on the show?
No, the time change is not going to happen until the beginning of next year.
Okay. Thank you very much for the show. Be well.
Oh, thank you, friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mike calling from Redwood City.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I've got a few answers. The only movie that comes to mind for me for Betty Davis, would All About Eve count?
No, because that's not her character. Eve is the Ann Baxter's character.
Good call. All right, let me fail again. In the 100 most common used letters, is the seven-letter word because?
Yes, it is. Oh. I'm glad you got that. That's an excellent get. Very good.
Thank you. I'm going to take a stab at the long-running TV show with an eye. Is that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Wow, that's really a good guess. How many years has that been on?
About 14 or 15 now.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a bell for that because that matches the amount of years the show I had was on, though I'm still looking for the earlier show. But I'll give you a bell for that.
I'll take the sympathy bell. Works for me.
Yeah.
One more. Is the Toyota Camry on the sedans list?
No, because it's not an American make of car. I mean, obviously they may make it in the United States, but the car company itself is Japanese. So no, I'm looking for all strictly American manufactured cars.
I missed that tidbit. Last second guess, Ford Thunderbird.
There's another Ford on there, but it's not the Thunderbird.
No worries. Thanks so much. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
Thank you. And just to remind you, in the 100 most commonly used words in English, the longest, there's only one 7-letter word, and that is because. Our last caller just got that. All right. Let me give you another question here. So this was sent in by Heather, who is a longtime listener to the show. I'm going to use this question to say thank you, Heather. I'm going to give you the full names, probably the lesser known names, but the full names of some famous fictional characters. They could be from literature, they could be from movies, or they could be from television. And there are five on the list. Again, these are probably the lesser known full names of some fictional characters from either literature, movies, or television. All right, number one is Nick Chopper, C-H-O-P-P-E-R, Nick Chopper. Number two is Ken Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N. Number three is Patricia Reichardt, R-E-I-C-H-A-R-D-T, Patricia Reichardt. Number four is Norville Rogers. And number R-O-G-E-R-S. And number five is Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum. I'll just spell the last Rosenbaum for you. R-O-S-O-M-B-A-U-M. So number one, just to remember, these are the full names of some fictional characters. They're better known by other names. But they could be from literature, they could be from movies, or they could be from television. Number one, Nick Chopper. Number two, Ken Carson. Number three, Patricia Reichardt. Number four, Norville Rogers. Number five, Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum. And I guarantee you, you've seen all these characters many, 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 many times. So see if you can guess what those are. And the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5. It's just me tonight, so we'll take as many calls as we can. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
I'm not sure about this Betty Davis thing, but basically, Jezebel, was that her name or an illusion?
Jezebel was an illusion to the naughty girl.
Yeah.
But her character name was Julie Marsden.
Yeah, I could never watch that movie, so I just was guessing.
All right.
And I get no bell, and I'll go my way and enjoy you anyway.
You don't want to guess on any other Betty Davis films?
Maybe it's one of those weird things that happened after Baby Jane where they were doing psycho movies.
Yes, one of them is. Now, what's the film she made right after Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
I'm a senior. I can't remember all this stuff. But at least I might be leading somebody to the right answer.
Okay, there we go.
Because I thought it might be that.
All right, okay. Think it over. All right. Take care, Thomas. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
We Hi, Peter from Florida calling. And just as a reminder, you know that we just passed the, was it the equinox? You know, the equinox.
Yes, that was yesterday, okay. I think, wasn't it?
What line of latitude was closest to the sun on the equinox? They got to visualize the Earth rotating around the sun. On the equinox, the sun is closest to what line of latitude?
Oh, let's see. What would it be? I'm trying to think. What would be the logical?
Well, it'd be logical. Equinox. The name's right there.
No. Sorry.
Equator. The equator.
Okay. All right.
Right? Equinox, equator. It divides it in half. Exactly in the middle. By the way.
Right.
So how many lines of latitude are there? Like, what's the North Pole and the South Pole? What's their line of latitude? How many number? Do you know?
Not offhand.
90. 90 degrees north, 90 degrees south is the various poles. And anyway, so I guess we got to learn something. Capricorn, the other two important lines are Tropic of Capricorn, Tropic of Cancer,
mm-hmm.
Arctic Circle, Antarctic Circle. Remember, it's 23.5 degrees north. That's your Tropic of Cancer. And you subtract that number from 90, and that gives you the Arctic Circle. Anyway, they got to look at your globe, especially this time of year when we pass the equinox. You got to know where we are relative to the sun.
All right. Well, thank you for that lesson.
Okay. Enjoy.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5. It's just myself tonight. We'll take as many calls as we can. If you haven't been able to get through before, now is a great time. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We want to take as many calls as we can. I can't guarantee I'm going to get every answer, as I just demonstrated in that last call, but we'll at least hear your question, and possibly another caller will call and answer. You never know about that. So the two numbers are 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, the questions we have out, the longest running network TV show, whose name begins with an I, now It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tied this. For some reason, I wasn't aware that they had actually tied it. So I'm looking for another show. And I will say that the I is part of a word, not just an I on its own. What were the last five American-made four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? We have Ford Taurus, 1996. That was the last one of our callers got. There's still four left on that list. Betty Davis was in five films in which her character name was actually in the title of the film. So far we have Elizabeth and Essex and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. There are three left. One is a pretty well-known film from the 1960s. And let's see. The full names, I gave you the full names of some famous fictional characters from literature, movies, or television. The ones on the list are number one, Nick Chopper. Number two, Ken Carson. Number three, Patricia Reichardt. Number four, Norville Rogers, and number five, Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum. So if you think you know any of those, give me a call by all means, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, great. It's Tom in Southern California. Is the Chevy Lumina?
Not the Chevy Lumina.
One of the cars?
Nope.
No? Okay. And I'll guess the Chrysler New Yorker, but I don't think that's right.
No, there are no Chryslers on the list.
okay.
So.
Was the other Ford, did they have a four-door Escort?
Yes, the Ford Escort is one of them.
Oh, yay.
That's 1988. That was the most popular, the best-selling car of the year in 1988.
Yay. Okay, and then the only, don't know the names of the fictional characters. I know Norville Rogers was Shaggy on Scooby.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
I remember that. I don't know any of the others. And Betty Davis film, there was, I don't know if this, there was that movie with Claude Rains where she marries him, Mr. Skellington, something like that.
Oh, yes, except it's Mr. Skeffington, not Mrs.
Yeah,
Skeffington.
So. Right, okay. So no on that. Okay, that's all I got. The only question, there was the answer last week about the synagogue in Egypt. I was wondering, which is not used as a synagogue anymore, but I was wondering, you know how many Egyptian Jews there are now, according to a number of sources?
Oh, how many? I know they're not many because there was a general exodus, not to make a pun out of it, after Nasser came to power. So there were quite a few in Cairo and Alexandria. Now it's probably down to, I'll just take a wild guess and say maybe 10,000 or something.
Ooh, no. Much less.
Oh, really? Much less? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 500. How about that?
Still much less.
Two?
Too close. Yeah, they say under 20, and some Israeli sources say there's only 3.
Hmm.
Which I was, okay. I was kind of shocked by.
That seems a little unrealistically low to me, but of course you never know.
Yeah, no, I looked, but most places say that it's definitely under 20.
Hmm. Okay.
Which I was kind of shocked by, but anyway, great show as always.
Thank you.
Holding it down well. Thanks.
Okay.
Dana. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye bye. And I'd like to hear from you, so please feel free to give me a call with a question or answer. If a question you've been saving for a while, now's a good time. I can't guarantee I'll get the answer, but at least everybody will hear it. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. How about Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte?
Oh, I'm glad you got that. Yes, that's correct. Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Mm-hmm. That's 1963, I think. So, yes, that was Betty Davis's character, and that was Charlotte. So, very good.
I admit I looked at the internet. I don't know if that's a no-no on the show.
Well, at least you were big enough to admit it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So I have a little quiz that's a lot easier than the longitude and latitude that we are struggling with.
Okay.
Okay. This thing is rubbery. It has loads of protein, and it's made with soy.
So it is a food?
Yeah, it's a food.
Well, there are a lot of foods that are made with soy. So, I don't know, tofu?
You're right. You got it.
Oh, all right. Every time I've eaten it, it's tasted very rubbery. So, okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. I got them. So, well, thanks for the show.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. It's just myself tonight, so feel free to give us a call. We'll take as many as we can, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Still looking for the who are these characters. I'm giving you sort of their full name. They're not necessarily well-known by that. These are fictional characters from literature, movies, or television. The ones we have left are Nick Chopper, Ken Carson and Patricia Reichardt. I guarantee you're familiar with all of them. What are the last five American four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? I will tell you the last one was in 1996. That was the Ford Taurus. And the one previous to that is 1988. That is the Ford Escort. So there are no more Fords on that list. There are three left, three answers there. And what was the longest running network TV show? I guess it matches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that whose title or name started with an I. I will say the I is part of a larger word. And am I missing anything here? I think that is it. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. My name is Danish, and I'm from Sunnyvale, and I have three questions.
Okay.
Who are the American football coaches, one in NFL and one NCAA, that are famous coaches and born on the same day? Not the same year, but the same day.
I am not a very good person to ask this question because I don't know much about this. So they were born on the same day, but not the same year.
Correct. And both are famous, one from NFL and one from NCAA football.
Well, can you offer any other hint beyond that?
Both are born in September, if that helps.
No, not much. But let's see. September.
Both of them, when they were on the sidelines, both of them wore hats. The old traditional hats.
It doesn't do much. I can't really answer. I'm not much of a sports person as far as that goes, so okay. I don't think I can answer that
All
question.
All right. No problem. One is Tom Landry, coach of Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And the other one is Paul Bear Bryant. And he was on the, on the NCAA. Both of them used to work.
All right.
Both were born on September 11th. Okay, the next question maybe would be better. It's related to the birthday of this famous couple. They are actresses, and both are well-known, and both were born on the same day. Not the same year, but the same day.
So it's a husband and wife?
Yep.
And but they're both born on the same day?
Correct.
And can you tell me how long ago this was? Are they current? Or are they from a long time ago?
Not very long time ago. They have been around for a while, but they're still current.
Now you need to give me more of a hint.
Well, again, this next hint will not help. It's in December, both of them. And one of them was born in 1940s, and the other one was born in 1960s, if that helps.
So I might have a guess on this. So is one of them... Who was it that was born on the same day as everyone? Because I have a vague idea of reading about this. Is Michael Douglas one of them?
You bet.
All right.
And so his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad I got those,
really good.
Some of that question. Okay,
so both were born on September 25th. And one All last right. question. This has nothing to do with birthdays, but Humphrey Bogart played most number of movies with this famous actress. Who is that actress?
You mean who is his most frequent co-star? Is that
correct?
Is that
correct?
So if I said Lauren Bacall, would that be the answer?
No.
Then how many movies did he make with this particular actress?
Six, I believe.
So
it wasn't as if both of them were the top role. They had the top roles in the movie is that I'm talking about, but both played in six movies.
Right. So this probably would have been in the 1930s then, right? Before he was a big star.
Yeah. Maybe it spans over 30s and 40s, but, you got the right era.
So could it be somebody like Claire Trevor or Joan Blondell? Let me think. Six. Betty Davis?
Wonderful. You got it. Betty Davis.
Okay. All right. Betty Davis.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Tough questions. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's just me tonight, so we'll take as many calls as we can. I will try not to let you down. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Cindy and Campbell, and I have a guess on a Betty Davis movie.
I think
she was in one called Gilda or Gilda.
You are thinking of Rita Hayworth, I think.
Really? Okay.
Rita Hayworth was the star of Gilda. It's a good movie. But no, that's Rita Hayworth, definitely.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
Oh, thank you so much. No, that's all right. No problem. let me see. I'm not to give you another. Well, don't have quite enough time for another question. Just to quickly go through these questions once more. Betty Davis was in five films in which her character was in the title. Her character name was in the title. So far we have Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte and Elizabeth and Essex. There are two left on the list. I will, excuse me, freely admit the last two are the most difficult. What were the last five American four-door sedans that were the best-selling car of the year in the United States? I beg your pardon. So far, we have the 1988 Ford Escort and the 1996 Ford Taurus. There are no more Fords on that list. And what is the longest-running network TV show? Actually, it matches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It ran for the same amount of years. Whose name begins with an I. The I is part of a word, not just an I on its own. And is there anything else here? I think that's it. Okay. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The full names of some famous fictional characters from literature. It could be literature, movies, or television. One of them is a cartoon character. I will give you that. That has not been answered yet. So the ones we have left are Nick Chopper, Ken Carson, Patricia Reichardt, and Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Pat from Noe Valley.
Hi, Pat.
On the cars, possibly the old Cutlass.
Oh, I'm glad you got that. Yes, yes. That was the
Chevy Celebrity.
Very good. The Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, that was 1983. That was the best-selling American car of the year. Very good. And the Chevrolet Celebrity, that was the best-selling car of the year in 1986. Very good. Yes.
But that's all excellent. I can think of at all.
Well, that's
what
that's...
I have to think that most of the Cutlasses were coupes, two-door coupes, rather than a four-door.
Were they? I always thought they were four. They were not.
No.
They were two doors
no,
and not four.
The vast number of them were two-door coupes.
But if it says the Cutlass Supreme, could that imply that it's four doors?
No, that was just the top of the line.
Okay, well, all right. My mistake. Thank you, though.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Yes, the best-selling American car of the year, 1983, was the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, and the best-selling car of the year in, what was it, 1986, was the Chevrolet, did I get the right one? Chevrolet Celebrity? There we go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Am I on?
Yes. Yes, you are. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Just like to respond to that person about the Benezra Synagogue. No, it is Jewish synagogue. It is better and best than ever has. Not only is it visited by over 20,000 Jews that live in Egypt, many Jews are returning from Israel to their origin and loved country, Egypt. Also, another synagogue in Alexandria was renovated 5 years ago, also attracts Jewish people from all over the world. This false propaganda is not at all fit to this beautiful quiz show. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ian. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, yes. I'd like to answer with regard to the Bette Davis question.
Yes.
Was one of the movies Rebecca?
No, she was not.
No.
She was not in Rebecca, but actually a little piece of information about Rebecca. Rebecca, actually, you never saw in any form. The character was dead when the film began, so actually no actress played Rebecca. But it wasn't a Bette Davis film.
Okay. I have a guess about the eye in the TV show.
Yes.
Could it have been Ironsides?
Ooh, what a good guess. That's a very good guess. But no, it's not Ironside.
Okay.
I'll give you a little. We're almost out of time, so okay. I'm going to give you a hint. It's a quiz show.
I've got a secret.
Yes. Very good.
Thank you.
You
I'm
got it.
Myself.
No, that's okay. I've got a secret. Yes, that was the longest running. It matches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia now. The longest running network TV show whose name began with an I. Very good.
Thank you. Dana, I love the show.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And okay, we got to clean up here. Sorry, we're almost out of time. Okay, very quickly, Bette Davis was in 5 films in which her character name was in the title. Elizabeth in Essex, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, Bunny O'Hare, and Madam Sin. The full names of some fictional characters from literature, movies, or TV. Nick Chopper, that's the Tin Woodman, Tin Woodsman's name from The Wizard of Oz. Ken Carson, of course, is Barbie and Ken, that is the Ken. Patricia Reichardt is Peppermint Patty from the Peanuts comic strip. And Sam, my favorite, Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum, that's Yosemite Sam from the Warner Brothers cartoons. The, let's see, anything? Oh, yes, the car, the last 5 American four-door cars, sedans, Oldsmobile Cutlass, Chevy Cavalier, Chevrolet Celebrity, Ford Escort, Ford Taurus. My thanks to Joanne Marr, and my thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 5. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry.